You're listening to a Rare Drop podcast. Check us out at raredrop.co.
Hey, everybody. What's up? It's Broman. We are back for Ask Broman 53. No, this is 54. I fucked it up. All right. Fantastic. Good start to the episode. Welcome. If you're new to the podcast, this is a podcast for content creators or anyone else who wants to get interested in the streaming space, making content, all that stuff. That's sort of the way things have been leaning right now, and I'm sure, given the day and the fact that there are alerts from my stream going off in the background right now, that you know we do this live on Twitch a few times a week at twitch.tv/ProfessorBroman. If you've got a question, me or any of our esteemed guests that join us in the future would love to answer them for you, because I believe that as content creators, we have to help each other grow or our medium dies out or gets real shitty and weird. Either way. That's my mindset on things. I hope you're having a great day, and we're gonna get right into it. So let's get our first guest. This is Coltar. What's up, Coltar?
What's up?
Hey, how you doing, man?
All right, how you doing?
I'm doing beautiful and fantastic.
Well, thanks for having me first.
Yeah, dude, absolutely.
This is Ian the Deer from the chat. I just can't figure out how to change my name in Discord because it's smarter than me.
Discord is very, very smart. You got to be careful with it. I heard that it can sneak into your house at night and cook you breakfast. It's true.
I mean, it's weird like
that. Yeah, starting off with bad jokes. All wins today. What can I do for you, man?
All right, and so, long and short of it is, I've kind of been lucky my entire life to have mentors help me with all of my development, with life in general.
Gotcha.
And I was considering potentially using stream as giving back to other people.
Okay.
You know, not looking as a full-time thing, not looking to make a living off of it, but just trying to say, is streaming even the best method? What's other ways to, or better ways potentially to reach out to people? And just kind of wanted to get your feedback.
To mentor folks?
Since you're kind of living that.
Yeah,
mentor folks, help them problem solve, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, around what space? Like, just around streaming? Like, life advice? Just a little bit. Give me a little bit more detail.
So, about me, I've been in the entertainment industry for about 15 years now. Project management producer for theme parks, television, film, media.
I've worked
and done startups, small businesses. I've worked in over a dozen countries, and I've been through a lot, you know.
Yeah, I mean, 15 years in production, well, yeah.
Shit like that.
Yeah.
So really just like an open channel to figure out, hey, you've got XYZ problem you're trying to solve, or hey, I've got this idea, what do I need to take it to the next level, or I don't know what to do with my life, those sort of things. I'm just kind of wanting to help people and give them an outlet and help them figure out what they want to do.
So your primary focus would be to help people who are trying to get into the industry that you have been involved in for 15 years. And you're sort of looking for like the best outlet to assist them. Am I on par with understanding where you're at?
Yeah, maybe not just the industry, but either startups or just life in general. So
sure. Yeah. I mean, well, my goal with this podcast is to help as many people as possible. But obviously, I have a bent and I have a location where I am the most well known. So the right. best place to get started is where you're from, where you have the biggest amount of knowledge, and then you can go elsewhere later. At least that's my opinion. Yeah, I think that streaming is a fantastic location for that. But I also think you do your stream, you absolutely need to do a podcast, like, period. Because even though that's not like direct mentoring, which is, I know it sounds like, I'm not someone who ever had mentors, but it sounds like that's something that you're really interested in, is like mentoring people in a really direct way. But you know, having a podcast, having a YouTube channel, having a Twitch stream, I think that all of those are part of the distribution puzzle for you to make sure that your message, your knowledge gets to as many people as it possibly can. Do you have any of that stuff set up right now?
No, I am a social media pariah. So I got to set all that up from scratch. I mean, I've got a name, I've got that kind of stuff. I'm at Ian the Deer on Twitch, Twitter. You can find my company, which is etemanagement.com.
Okay.
But just, yeah, trying to put stuff together and was kind of figuring out some of the initial plans and see if it's even worthwhile.
I think that's incredibly worthwhile. I don't think traditional media is like, yeah, like social media is happening and things like that. But I believe like film and television, like whether it's the television style of production, which is like long form, high end scripted video, right? Whether that's going to end up on Netflix or Hulu or in some other streaming service we haven't heard of, like, I think there's always going to be a demand for people who understand how to do things like that, at least for the next decade until that all gets replaced by like our smartphone that's also a robot. But I think that what you've got and the wealth of experience that you have is definitely something that you can use as a leverage point to make, you know, a mentorship career out of. I think that your big focus now needs to be distributing that information everywhere you possibly can. So, you know, Twitch is great. Twitter, Instagram, like, depending on who you're trying to mentor, like Snapchat, like anything that you can go and you can put advice on, you should be doing that like daily. You know, you can make videos like, you know, the top 15 tips that I learned, like, you know, from working in the whatever industry for 15 years. You know what I'm saying? Like really nice bite-sized lessons that you've had and then distributing those. So that's like a general getting yourself out there thing. Are you trying, because I made the assumption, are you trying to get a one-on-one like masterclass style situation set up for yourself? Is that kind of the end goal for you?
I don't know if that's necessarily the end goal, but the way I've always had it is the ability to, you know, confide in someone, talk to them, tell them your fears, which you don't necessarily aren't necessarily able to do in a public podcast, and just help them figure out what they do, what their next steps are.
Absolutely.
Both in life and in business. So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like work backwards, right? Like, I have open DMs on Instagram, and everything you just said that you want to have happen happens for me every single morning I wake up, and I have 10 to 15 messages from people sharing their hopes, their fears, their dreams, their goals, and I reply to them, you know, and it's different people every day. Sometimes folks come back like every time. I think that the back end of having one-on-one mentorship where people are being able to share the things that they're scared of is going to happen. Eventually, as long as you funnel people that you catch, right, with all this content you're going to produce, you funnel them to one place. Like, this is where I interact with you on the deepest level. That's a strategy that's worked out really well for me. It took me 5 years to kind of accept that, because I've always wanted to do stuff like that. That's why I started doing this podcast. But it's hard, right? Like, people will say, I don't want to come on the podcast and talk in front of however many people you have, because some days we do this in front of 5,000 people, sometimes it's 500. So that's scary for them. But it's a distribution method to catch as many people as possible in a net so that I can help. So I really think that needs to become part of your strategy going forward, especially since you're starting from like zero and you have the chance to build everything out right from day one. I think you need to have a podcast, which is easy to do. If you're streaming on Twitch, you rip the audio from an hour of you helping people, and there's your podcast. And then you can take that same hour, the video format that you have, that's your YouTube video. And then you can take that YouTube video, clip out the best highlights, and now you have three Instagram posts. Like it's so easy to make like a solid hour of content and then focus on distribution afterwards. And that's something that took me way too long to learn. And it's probably my biggest regret when I started streaming that I wasn't doing that or paying someone with the money I was making streaming to do that until, you know, 3 months ago. So that's
enough.
If I was in your position, that's what I would do. Do you have any follow-ups? Do you have any like really practical questions about like how do I X?
I mean, you've done a lot of that in the last 53 episodes.
I mean, yeah, I'm sure. But, like, if you have one, like, this is your time. Like, if you've got one that you want more information about or to ask specific to your context, I'm here.
No, I think right now I'm good. I've kind of got a direction now. But,
okay.
You know, before anything else, I want to thank you for doing the podcast. Thank you for everything you do for St. Jude's as a survivor myself. And thank you for just being so kick-ass with everything.
You're too nice. You're too nice, my dude. So for everyone that is now super interested, that wants to get into video production and, you know, work on, you know, Hollywood sets and travel the world and all that stuff, can you let them know where they can find you?
All right. On, I guess, Twitch and Twitter, I am at Ian the Deer. You can also reach me at my website, which is etemanagement.com.
Okay.
And I'll figure out the rest of it. Oh, I have an Instagram account. I think it's at Ian the Deer as well.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever posted anything on it, though. But I will get on that.
Yeah, man. Instagram's fun, dude. I love it, man. Well, thank you so much. And is that Ian with an I?
Thanks for having me. Ian with an I.
All right.
I-A-N.
I-A-N. Okay, I just want to make sure, like, some person's going to ask later. Glad that you have a quantify. Thank you much, dude. I'm looking forward to seeing what comes out of this. If you have any questions ever after you get started, please, like, reach out to me immediately. I think you have something that's, like, really special. And I want to help it succeed. So you just hit me up and let me know.
Will do.
All right, man.
Will do. Thanks, man.
Bye, dude. What a good guy, man. That's nuts. I think, so he's like 15 years in industry is a lot of information, right? Whether you've been making coffee for 15 years, you've been running a bar for 15 years, you've been fucking coaching, coaching Little League football, for 15 years. Like, there's so much, like, knowledge to draw on to get started. And I want to make this point before we grab the next person for questions here. I was concerned, and I think this is a concern that a lot of people have, and I'm currently dealing with this right now with the guys at King's Coast because I'm trying to get them to set up a weekly podcast. Everyone is concerned, will I have enough content to keep whatever my project is going in the long term? Will I have enough content? Will I have enough content? It's a big thing. Like, people think that they can think off the top of their head, like, the five stories or episodes that they would make. And that was a concern that I had when I started doing this. What I'll tell you is, if you get started and you start, like, doing episodes or doing podcasts or making content that's educational, you will be fucking surprised how quickly just sitting here talking, like, ignites a little flare in your head, and now suddenly you have 25 ideas. I'm certain at this point I've probably lost more information that I wanted to put on this podcast than I've actually put on it. So if you're a knowledge expert, or if you have a long time in whatever field that you're working on, and you're really concerned about, like, I'd love to start, you know, I'd love to start making this stuff, but, like, I really don't know if there's going to be enough information for me. If you've got 15 years of history, or fuck, 5 years of history, even one, you've got enough to take one little nugget out every single day and add it to whatever podcast, stream, content you're making. So I would highly, highly, highly recommend getting started, even if you feel like you don't have enough, and seeing where it goes. All right, let's grab the next person here. This is Piecraft. How you doing, Piecraft? What can I do for you today?
Hey, what's up?
Oh, man, your microphone's very nice. I like your microphone, man.
What can I
do for you?
We'll just get to the point of it. I've been off and on streaming for almost 2 years now.
Okay, you're breaking up a little bit.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I've been on and off streaming for the past almost 2 years now.
Okay.
And I guess the times when I do stream, I don't pull in the audience.
Okay.
Like, the most amount of people I've had was 10.
Gotcha.
So, how do I guess, reach out to the people?
I mean, that's a massive question.
Yes.
But there's really practical things that you can do. Like, what I did when I got started streaming wasn't just start streaming. Like, I spent about a year on Twitch in every chat room, hanging out and becoming friends with the people in the communities around games and styles of playing games that I enjoyed the most. So, I got involved on the Speed Demos Archive forums. I was really active in every speedrunning chat. Like, I would obsessively watch every Final Fantasy speedrunner that existed on Twitch because I loved those games and I loved those speedruns and I was active in the chat. I would, learn about the runs. I would, basically just put myself out there as somebody who was actually interested because I was.
Right.
And over time, that grew, a moderate amount of people who knew who the hell I was. And then when I started streaming, those people would show up. So I think that for a lot of folks, when they're starting out, they just want to hit the button for the first time, for the first day, with no context, and no one knows who the fuck they are, and they expect people to show up. And that's not how it worked for anybody. Everybody had some context to their first viewers, whether it was friends from, their real life, whether it was, people that they met on forums or people who just recognize their name. There are people who have started streaming, in the past year that have been active in my chat for 4 years. And like every time if I see them online, when I get offline, I raid them because I know who they are and what they're about. So I think that the getting the first viewer problem is actually a really simple problem to solve by networking being active in community. So that's the, that's kind of the first step.
Right.
Yeah. And then after that, one of the most important things that I have ever, kind of come across on Twitch is you have to be consistent, treating your schedule like you're a TV show and making sure that you're there when people expect you to be there is huge and consistent. And consistency is incredibly key in that regard. So, that's kind of the first step that I would recommend, networking. Because like everyone always asks me, well, bro, man, what'd you do when you had no viewers in your channel? And I never did. I always had at least one person from these various communities that I had been a part of that was there that I could interact with. And I had a deep relationship. So chat was active because I was just having a conversation with someone that I already knew. A lot of these problems that people have when they're starting out is because they want to just buy something and start. And there's some buildup time, Yeah. I've been actively streaming on Twitch for 5 years. I've been a part of Twitch for over 6,
Yeah, I see it.
Okay. Do you have a follow-up to that? I want to make sure I hit all the bases that you have around this question. Because this is the question that everyone asks, right?
Yeah,
this is the question everyone wants the answer to.
Well, I'm not going to ask about actually how to network. Because you just answered that by go out there and meet the people.
How to network? Make friends.
Yeah.
That's it. Go to communities that are a part of things you're interested in, whether that's Minecraft, anime, Sea of Thieves, pottery, painting, like whatever the absolute shit you are interested in, go find that online community and become a part of it. Find it wherever it exists on Twitch or whatever platform you're looking for and become a part of it. Become interactive with it. I think everyone overthinks networking, and I think the reason people overthink networking is the first question that comes to mind when they say, how do I network, isn't how do I talk to people, it's how do I ask people to give me what I want, which is them watching my stream. And that is not the attitude you need to go in with.
Yeah, yeah.
you know. And as far as like finding, identifying, and locating that community, like that's something like that's something that Google is really good at. Who streams painting on Twitch in Google? Like, or go to the creative directory and find someone who's painting. Like, you know, going typing in your favorite game on Twitch, like, I don't fucking know, Contra. You type in Contra for the NES and you find the person who's playing that game. You know, finding communities involves legwork from, you know, everyone involved. And if you want to grow, like, this is part of it. You never get to stop networking. Like, just this morning, I found somebody who I have been, you know, following on social media for a while, and they always showed up on my Twitter feed, and they've been working with one company for a long time. And, you know, now they're leaving that company, and they're a seasoned veteran in, you know, marketing and HR. And now I am hopefully going to get a chance to meet this person and talk to them about doing work for GuardianCon. You know, the network that you build over time is incredibly important. So, like, you just have to take the time to identify where these communities are and then just go, like, literally be a part of them. You don't go and promote yourself and say, watch my stream. You go in there and say, how can I help?
Yeah.
What do you got going on? What is everybody doing today? You know?
Because I'm not just going to hop into somebody's stream just as it's ending and say, hey, come check me out too.
No, that's absolutely the worst thing you could possibly do in the history of the universe.
Yeah. But
yeah.
I don't know. It feels like I'm stuck at square one.
I mean, yeah, but I just told you how to get out of square one. It's just a lot of hard work and patience. That's the thing, is that, like, that's the factor. It's how patient can you be to get the thing that you want. If you want to make streaming or content creation or anything the rest of your life, that's 60, 70, 80, 90 years, okay? Then putting in 2 years of work right now shouldn't scare you. And if it does, like, you need to reorient your goal set. Because if you really want to make it, that's what you have to do. It's non-negotiable. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
There you go, bud. I mean, it's tough love, but it's the truth.
Yeah.
You got anything else for me? Or do you feel like you got a nice list full of shit to do to get where you want to go?
I've got a few ideas, but...
No, yeah, dude. Fucking hit me with them. I guarantee it's a question someone else has.
I want to say that I shouldn't not go after the already established people, the big fish. It's like, make friends with them, and then they'll link me to someone else, or I'll find someone else within their chat.
Yeah. But that's a strategy.
Don't specifically look at the big fish.
Yeah, no, I mean, listen, dude, I have so many people that hit me up with the let's fuck on the first date question of can you raid me with absolutely no context. Like, it's nauseating. I get that. I respect that person. I understand they're trying to hustle and they're taking their ultra long shot on everyone, but that's essentially wasted time. You know, for larger communities, like, it's about proving your value previously. Like, and this is a conversation I've had with a lot of people. You know, you have to prove that you're a worthwhile broadcaster, and everyone thinks that they can do that right off the start, but it takes a lot of time. Like, it just takes time. You know, eventually you'll get that networking opportunity to meet up with somebody who's a big fish, and you might be their favorite person, and that's awesome. But it's not going to make or break you. You need to focus on what you have control over. You know, streaming games that people aren't, like, listen, if you're trying to get started on Twitch and you're streaming Fortnite, you're a fucking moron. Like, if you think that Fortnite is going to grow your channel on Twitch right now, and you're not the absolute best player in the universe, you're an idiot. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, but if you go saturated.
Yeah. But if you go and like when I got started on Twitch, I was playing Borderlands 2, a game that did not have a lot of directory ranking on Twitch. It didn't have a lot of people paying attention to it, but it had a really strong online community of people who loved the game. And that's what helped build my channel. And there are so many games like that right now that can help you grow a community, you know, and grow your concurrent viewership from 10 to 100. And now you have 100 people that fuck with you no matter what you play. And then you take those 100 people and you kind of step up the ladder to play another game that they might be interested in. And you can grow from 100 to 150 and you just keep doing that. You know, it's a long, slow process. Nobody has success overnight on Twitch. And you have to be prepared, especially with networking. You know, if your goal is to eventually play a game with, you know, Dr. Disrespect, that's going to take a long time. You're also going to have to be a specific type of broadcaster to fit inside of the community that he has built. There's just so many factors that it's difficult to wrap your head around. I think that it's important to focus on, like, what can I do right now? And what can I do inside of the next year to get focused? And as you do that, you know, you'll focus on the steps that are in front of you instead of like, how do I make this giant leap from where I am now to where I want to go?
I get it.
Yeah. Cool, man. Do you have anything else after that one there? You have asked questions that I am certain people have been afraid to ask me for a while. So I really, from me to you, thank you.
It's like, my pleasure. But also, thank you, because I've been watching the podcast for all 50 some odd episodes already.
Mm-hmm.
And even before them, your Twitch streaming tips.
Yeah, streaming 101.
Yeah. They've been a great help.
That's my goal, man. Like, I like teaching. So I appreciate you being part of it. Well, do you want to let everybody know where they can find your incredibly insightful self?
Sure. I actually moved into Mixer just recently.
Smart. That's a good move. It's a lot more open space there.
Oh, yeah. So it's mixer.com/piecraft, capital P underscore lowercase c.
Okay.
For Twitter, it's actually piecrafted past, because for some reason, piecraft was already taken, and I'm assuming it's from a baker.
Yeah, it makes sense.
So it's just Mixer and Twitter.
Also, I want to point something out that you've done that is in your control that it's kind of been a hot topic because I like to highlight things that are different. You know, you made the choice to move your content to a platform that potentially has more room for you, right?
Right.
Like, there's less overall eyeballs there, but that means there's also a less overall percent of broadcasters over there. So, you know, a lot of times on this podcast, and I've seen some people try and grandstand off my statements, but I want to set the record straight here as well. Your growth is 100% your responsibility. There are absolutely things that Twitch could do as a platform that would help everyone grow more. And I view them as, you know, potential long-term vulnerabilities. But that does not mean that, like, Twitch needs to fucking babysit you and make sure that you grow. That's entitled and disgusting. Yeah. You're in control of your growth. And whether that means that you stick on Twitch and do everything that I just said, or you go to Mixer or you know, Facebook Gaming or wherever, and you do the exact same fucking shit that I just said, but there. And your success might be further accelerated because you're not just growing on a platform, you're growing with it as it acquires more viewers and users. That is 100% the same shit you made the choice to move. So, you know, I commend you on that. And I can't wait to see how that, you know, turns out for you.
All right. Well, thank you.
All right, man. Yeah, I appreciate you a lot. You've given you it's been a while since we revisited these topics. So I really, 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 really appreciate you giving me the opportunity to talk about it. So everybody go follow PieCraft. He's over on Mixer. Seems like a stellar guy. He's got his head on a head on the head. He's got a good head on his shoulders. That's the word I was trying to say.
All right, I got one more question.
All right. Yeah, so we can do one more. I can do that.
Do you still use Professor your name?
What do you mean? Where?
Professor Broman.
Yeah, I use Professor Broman everywhere, dude. It's my whole brand.
I don't know, because I've seen just a couple of, even here in Discord, it's just Broman.
Well, I put Broman as a simpler shorthand for my name, but like I can never drop the Professor because it's part of the brand that I've built.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, it was great talking to you.
That was good talking to you too, man. You have a good day.
You too.
What a guy. What a guy, the prof bro. Yeah, I mean, like, you know, I think that everybody assumes that naming conventions, like, that's the secret sauce. Like, if I could just pick a good name, then everyone will know who I am. That's silly. You can go pro bro, bro man, prof bro man, professor bro, like, whatever, man. Like, you can call me whatever you want. I think ultimately, you know, when it comes down to names, it just needs to be something that you think is cool or something that you think is dumb, and you just go with it, man. Professor Broman Montana. All right, let's grab, this is Dr. Koopenstein, which I don't think we've talked before. How you doing, Dr. Koopenstein? We'll see if we can get him there. Yo! What's up, man?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you so hard, dude, in my ear holes.
That's good.
Beautiful.
Great.
Beautiful.
So, how you doing? Sorry, my bad. I was just trying to get Discord set up.
No,
so
I understand. You doing? Yeah, you gotta fuck around with that shit, man. It's intense.
You gotta do the fucking doodly-doots.
You gotta do the doodly-doots. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. All right, man. Well, what can I do for you?
Well, my question is, I wanted to know, like, I'm going to piggyback off the networking because I feel that the networking is really important.
It is. Yeah. Building a personal reasons. Network's huge.
Yeah. Yeah. And I personally like for the Twitch and the streaming aspect of it, I really like the idea of having like a healthy, thriving community that you can just jump into, say, hey, what's up? Or do something like that to the extent. And then everyone have like a gravy cakes time. So what I've been doing for myself is been trying to rock and roll on like streaming, but I haven't really been pushing the advertising and the networking so much because I want to get, you know, the kinks and the doodly boops out of the way. So that way, when I finally do the doodly boops, everybody can come in, have a nice, easy, smooth time. But now I'm on to the networking part, and my hard time is like, I've been joining Discord groups and Twitter, you know, stuff like that. And I'm finding a lot of pages that are active at first or that are like immensely active, and maybe that they're too much to where I can't, you know, get in there.
Gotcha. So your concern is that you're investing your time in communities that are already too active?
Yeah. Well, I'll either get into one that's either too active or I'll get into one that's literally just meant for streamers. So I'll get in, we'll be talking, you know, doing all
like
that.
Like hashtag support smaller streamers and all that bullshit, right?
Yeah. This is when you get in there.
I'll go on record right now because I've never had a chance to talk about this on the podcast. Fuck that shit. I get the intent behind support smaller streamers and all these other hashtags that people like to use. That is a nonsensical band-aid to make people feel like what they're doing matters and they're fighting for this social cause of support for smaller broadcasters. It's bullshit. You know, so if you find yourself in a community where everyone is streaming, there is no growth for you to be had there because everyone's going to be streaming. This is something at my level as a broadcaster, and I've had this conversation with, you know, my business partners and other people who streams. There is always a moment in chat where you know you will never see that viewer again, or you have like a 90% chance of never seeing that viewer again. And it's when they come in and they say these words, hey, streamer, you have inspired me so much. I decided to start my own streaming journey, or some sort of derivative of that. I cannot count. I cannot count the amount of times that somebody has said that to me, and I've never seen them in my channel ever again, which is awesome. That's great. That means they're out there actually fucking getting it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, as you grow, you have to realize, like, there's going to be attrition, and you have, like, I don't expect someone who wants to be a full-time streamer to come and watch my shit. And so these support smaller streamers ideas where everyone's a streamer and everyone's going to watch each other, like, that's just nonsense.
Yeah, I don't have the time for that. I'm being a streamer myself, like, I want to sit and stream and do my thing and try to get me going out and network and stuff like that. And doing the small for small for small, it's too hard. I don't got enough time. So that's the hard part.
Follow for follow, support smaller streamers, all that stuff's bullshit. Here's, like, you know, to piggyback, since that's what you wanted to do, is talk about networking some more.
Yeah.
You know, and this involves doing research, but it also involves following your passions, right? So I pointed out some things that I did when I got started, right? So I didn't start streaming Borderlands 2 because I, like, did some analytical research, and then fucking I went over here, and then I was like, Borderlands 2 is a vulnerable market space that I'm going to penetrate, and now I'm going to start streaming speedrun. Like, no, like, I started in that game and approached streaming that because I was incredibly passionate about those things. And yeah, like, there's a lot of people right now that are passionate about, let's say, Fortnite or PUBG or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're all passionate about that stuff, and that's cool. But at the end of the day, like, you have other shit that you like, and it's about finding those places for you to belong. Does that make sense?
Yes, 100%. I 100% agree with that, because I have, like, some stuff I got lined up that I want to play. Like, I'm just itching to play these games. Like, I've been playing them for years, but I want to stream them, and I want, you know, have that nice, fresh, you know, reaction to it again. But the thing is, I'm trying to get my, you know, stuff set up and get networked so that when I go and play these games, it's like, oh, hey, got a bit of a little bit of a community to share it with.
I mean, like, that's the thing, though. Like, I think that you are doing this backwards. You know, if you really want to stream these,
just jump into it.
If you really want to stream through all these games, you should. Like, especially if they're retro games, that's a fantastic way. That's a fantastic way to grow your community, you know?
Good idea.
Like, you have a list of, like, 50 games that you want to play, 50 retro games, and you set up a schedule and you do, like, a retro games marathon where everybody knows, like, what's coming up next. You can build a really strong community around that. This has been done before by another guy who streams on Twitch. His name's the Mexican Runner. He's a speed runner from Mexico. Name is very apt. But he played through every single NES title that has ever been produced on stream, and it took him like 3 years, and he built a massive community around that.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
Yeah, so, you know, you need to understand that, like, if you are holding back fun, excitement, joy, and, like, moments, shit, if you're holding back shit you really want to do on your stream will never be as good as you want it to be. So instead of taking this great idea that you have and saying, like, I'm going to put that on hold until I have 50 concurrent viewers, fuck that shit and start doing it now. Because the thing that could be holding you back is the fact that you're streaming what you think is good for growth, but you're having a shit time because you really want to be doing something else.
that makes a lot of sense in a lot of several different ways, especially for me. So I really appreciate that. That's that helped a lot. So screw it. I'm going to just start playing the fun stuff then.
Yeah, absolutely. You should always be playing the fun stuff, my man.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm playing fun stuff now, but I'm going to play the stuff that I'm going to have real fun with.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that's great.
Cool, cool. Well, that's all I got. I really appreciate, you know, taking the time and talking to, you know, complete strangers, kind of in a sense where I can come in here and just be a jerk. But and
you could have been a jerk. Really, no one's been a jerk on the podcast yet. I'm waiting for that, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Which, I don't knock a wood. Bam, bam, bam. So I really appreciate taking the time to, you know, reach out to us and help us out, and that's huge. And all the like charity stuff that's been going on, I've been like watching you and Goth and all that stuff for years now. I just silent lurker, but all that stuff that you guys do, that's eventually where I would like to run through, because there's been a lot of instances in my life where charity work and stuff like that has really helped me out or has made an impact. Like my son has been recently, he's a Shriner's child. Like I myself has my own stuff that's been going on. So like, it's really awesome to find like a group of streamers that do that. So congrats on you guys, and congrats on the community that rallies behind you and, you know, really pushes that good message.
Thank you, man. I mean, I personally believe that if you have large amounts of influence in this world and you don't do it for good, if you don't use it for good, you're doing something wrong.
I
appreciate that a lot, man. I think that it's
me thanking you, so you just leave it at that. Just take a thanks.
All right, man.
All right, I'm going to get out of here. You have a great stream.
Can you tell everyone where they can find you, my dude?
Oh, you want to do that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I want you to tell everyone where they can come find you and watch you play like all of the favorite games that you're looking forward to.
All right, it's just Twitch. I'm here on Twitch. It's Dr. Koopenstein, just the way it's spelled.
So it's DrKoopenstein.
Yes.
For
yes,
Dr.
Sir.
Koopenstein. Make sure you get that Twitter and Instagram and all that other good stuff set up, okay?
Oh, the Twitter's already there. Got that rocking and rolling. And literally what you were saying about the podcast stuff, bam, that's step number two for this guy.
Podcast stuff? I'm excited, dude. Absolutely. Yep. You've got an incredible story and amount of context. That you just told everyone right before you got offline, by the way. So please think about ways that you can use your life experience, not only in your stream, but in whatever charity efforts you have and want to be part of going forward, okay?
I will do, and thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, man. Have a good one.
Have a good
one. That guy was absolutely delightful. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What a guy. What a guy. What a guy. Yeah, man. I love that. Delicious. I mean, delightful. What a guy. I wanted to talk to him like all day. He's a fucking funny guy, dude. He's got like gravy biscuits. He wanted everything to be gravy biscuits. I dig that. I dig that. Oh, man. What a good time. All right. So we've got time for a few more questions. Schrodinger's guy has been sitting in chat since I pinged everyone on Discord. So we're going to get that guy going right about now for sure. So how you doing, Schrodinger's guy? I said cat, but it's guy. We're coming in super hot, chat. This is bad. And we smashed into rocks. I'm very good at being a pirate today. Hey, Schrodinger's guy. What's up, my dude? Can we do for you? Make sure you check out all of your audio devices. And all that good stuff. You know, make sure you got the right microphone selected. You got the right headphones selected. Output, input. If you need to disconnect and reconnect, I will pull you right back in. That can fix it as well. That's all right, folks. We'll get it. We'll get it. Yeah. Why don't you try disconnecting Schrodinger guy and then come back? And then we'll get you. Nothing but patience, y'all. That's it, man. Everybody gets a shot. Everybody gets one. Also, oh, man. All right, Schrodinger, here's the situation. I am going to move you, and then we'll get back to you in a second. And for now, let's do a follow-up. We have this is Power GPU. Power GPU was... We've been talking for a while. And Power GPU apparently we talked in December. It's been a really long time. I had no idea. Hey, what's up, man?
What's going on, brother? How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. So thank you for reminding me that it's been 4 months since we talked.
Oh, it's all good, man. Time flies when you're busy.
I still feel like I just started doing this podcast. Like, I have one episode and I forget that time passes. So
are you having fun though?
Yeah, well, I guess. Yeah.
No, that's what happens time. When you do what you love.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So what do you want to talk about, my man?
I mean, honestly, I just wanted to check in and see, you know, just kind of get some updates on just how everything's been and what's been going on. I mean, I know you've been back and forth and busy. So and I've been listening to some of the questions people have been asking about networking and the growth and stuff like that. And recently I've been seeing a lot of people moving over from Twitch to Mixer or from Twitch to Facebook or YouTube gaming. And it's been a really good insight in seeing people actually have confidence and growth in other channels.
I agree.
And I just wanted to get your input on that. See what you thought about, you know, I've been seeing a lot of people talking about it. That's all it's been pretty much essentially.
Sure. So about, yeah, I mean, you know, like I was saying earlier, the big issue, right, is if you have the sauce, right? Like if you've got the goods, the only thing standing between you and the success you're looking for, in my opinion, is the ability to put what you've got in front of people's eyeballs. So there are places on Twitch, and here's the thing, is like I have outlined like two or three times already in the podcast, like this is how you go from zero to like how I went from zero to where I'm at now on Twitch, right?
Yeah.
So one of the big factors in my growth a long time ago was that when I got involved on Twitch, it was a very underrepresented platform. Nobody knew what the fuck Twitch was. You know, it was impossible to become a Twitch partner. It was impossible to get a sub button. Emotes from people's channels didn't even have prefixes yet, right? Like if you got partnered on Twitch, your emote was just like let's pick one of my emotes. Like if I had a fail emote, it would just be like fail. Thick fail. It would just be fail. Like they had no idea. There was such a small amount of people on the platform that they didn't even need to do things like that. Right.
So, yeah.
You know, I had an opportunity to get a lot more eyes on my stream to tell me whether or not the product I was delivering was good, via market response. And so one of the things that I encourage people to do, and I do it pretty vehemently because the results have been pretty absurd for people, is if you think you've got the shit, take your shot somewhere where you can get eyes on, right? Does Twitch unequivocally own the market and have it in a headlock right now? Yes, abso-fucking-lutely, they have the market in the headlock. Like, game streaming is something that Twitch owns right now. But, and this is the other thing that I do, like, they have vulnerabilities, you know, that could really hurt them long-term. Also, with live streaming, because of how the content is structured, there's space for number two and number three players on a platform level. And if your goal is to just make a fucking living, not make billions of fucking dollars, make a living. Yeah. 50, yeah. 60, 70, 80, 100, even $100,000 a year, like, is not outside of the realm of possibility if you're willing to put in the time to growing your community. So,
oh, definitely, yeah.
And that's anywhere, right?
It doesn't even have to be streaming.
It doesn't even have to be streaming. Like, that's yeah. something that I hope, if you look at me, if you're watching this, if you've been listening to my podcast, I hope that if you look at me and my behavior, you have realized that over the past probably 8 months, I've become incredibly more vocal about my outside projects, my things yep. that I do outside of Twitch. Twitch yep. is still what pays all of my bills, and that's both mm-hmm. awesome and horrifying because I don't have control over Twitch. I have control yep. over the projects that I start outside of Twitch, like this podcast. I have complete control over this podcast. You know, when I publish and all that other shit, I have complete control over Guardian Con. I have complete control over King's Coast, you know, and any other side projects that we're working on. Yeah. You don't like, and that's something I haven't talked about a lot. Like, let's say you like hate your fucking job and you really want to drive Uber for 10 hours a week and then stream for 30 hours a week. And now you're making $40,000 a year, which is maybe $10,000 more than you were making before. And you're happy as shit because you have all of your time back.
Yeah. You know,
I think that, and we talked about this with Kevin, like, streaming is a fantastic side hustle if you're an entertaining person who likes to talk and play video games. My goal is getting people to that point faster. I think the reason a lot of partners haven't, like, you know, because I get asked this question a lot, like, why haven't you left Twitch, bro, man? The answer is really fucking obvious. I don't want to leave. I am completely invested, and my success is very tied to the success of this platform. And if it failed, it would be really bad for me. But part of that's why I hedge bets. I have a Facebook page that I use actively. I have a YouTube channel that I use actively. You know, yeah. I believe that I am good at making content, and wherever I make it, I will make enough to pay my bills. So, and I'm rambling, but
no, go ahead, to sort of
bring all this back into focus, right? If you're a new streamer, starting streamer, or somebody who is not dependent on Twitch to pay all of your bills, and you've got the goods, and the goods are skill, quality, and effort. Okay. Effort. The people that have been blowing up on Mixer. Okay. I'll use Tim and Kevin as examples. Okay. I'll use yep. Kevin as the primary example.
Doing
Kevin,
great.
Who K Magic 101, who recently switched over to Mixer and has gotten insane growth. Kevin is not receiving on platform scheduled promotion from Mixer. He just took the community that he already had, the network that he already had, and started streaming over there, and he's dominating. Because he's putting in the same amount of time, effort, and focus as he did on Twitch somewhere where there were more eyes on his product. And everyone was like, oh shit, this guy's great. Something that I already knew about Kevin, but he could never get his fair shake on Twitch because of the way positioning works and the way that, you know, he likes to do things. So it's an opportunity for him. And then you look at somebody like Tim, Darkness429, who's over on Facebook, who... a lot of people are saying all of his growth is, how can you prove that his growth isn't from one, his Twitch community, which LOL,
was pretty big.
And his Twitch yeah. community was pretty big, but I can tell you, because I know him and we talk, that the analytical yeah. crossover from his first channel to this channel is not what people think it is. Yeah. It's below 20%. I'm just going to let that sit in the air like a rock. Okay, it's below 20%, all right? Because people who watch on Twitch like watching on Twitch. Why the fuck would I open up a new app? I'm fucking lazy. I get it. That's consumer behavior. But to look at someone like Tim, who is, yes, like, he obviously got a deal. He's obviously being promoted on platform. But he, along with the 20 other people on the list that you don't see me talk about because they're not having as much success... The reason Tim is having success on Facebook is because he's still putting in 40 to 60 hour weeks. He's streaming on a schedule. He's streaming things that are analytically relevant. He is entertaining people the same way that he has here, but he has more eyes on his product.
Yeah. And he's so great
ultimately,
yeah,
no amount of advertising, no platform switch, nothing is going to make your shit stream grow if it's shit. But if you've got the goods, if you've got the sauce and everybody, and you just feel like I need to take this shot.
Yeah.
Taking it somewhere that isn't Twitch allows you to jump ahead maybe 1 or 2 years of work. Even and like I'm getting more messages now from people who've swapped over that are affiliates. These are people that would average 5 to 10 viewers on Twitch, and now they're over on Mixer, and their first stream there, they have 50, 60 people show up. They're averaging 5 times more concurrence, which that doesn't necessarily translate into like, wow, they're going to make it now, but it certainly gives them more people to win over on a day-to-day basis than they had on Twitch. You know, so my whole thought process behind this is, you know, if you're a hard worker, if you're entertaining, if you're all their stuff, and there's shit that happens around your stream that lets you know that's the case, right? Like,
definitely, yeah.
You know if you're good or if you suck.
Yeah.
All right. Like, let's be real.
Some people just don't see it, though. That's the thing.
Yeah. Well, some people don't. Self-awareness is a huge part of the game, right?
Yeah.
If you've got it, I would recommend taking your shot somewhere that isn't Twitch right now. And, you know, in the next year, 2 years, all of this, where is the best place to stream, is going to, like, you know, it'll work itself out. And let's say you stream on Mixer and the platform collapses, right? Worst case scenario, right? Oh, I was streaming on Mixer. It was crazy. I had like 1 million followers on Mixer, and this is fucking bullshit, and now they're all gone. If you can't see the fact that you got 1 million followers on a platform as proof that you're good at what you can do and you should be able to do it anywhere, you're a fucking idiot. You know,
yeah.
All the people who are on Vine and really successful on Vine, when that platform tanked, they're all still doing okay. Well, obviously, the people that prepared and were building out on other social networks, like, they're doing better, but like everyone who was dramatically, you know, outperforming everyone else on Vine because they understood how mobile video worked, they're still doing great on places like Instagram. You know, they know how to make good short form video, which is something that is incredibly important from a marketing sense. So you have to, you know, you have to realize in this whole space that every single moment of time you invest in getting better at streaming is an improvement internally that you might not recognize. Everybody is so obsessed with how many followers, viewers, and subs they have that they can't see that the quality of their content over the past 5 years has increased exponentially because they've been doing it every single day. This is the longest job I've ever had in my life. By a factor of like 3 at this point. Longest time I ever held down one particular position before jumping to another was 1.5 years. You know?
Okay.
Like, so even that, like, you have to realize that you're acquiring skill over a long period of time. And ultimately, it's up to you to identify opportunities that you can leverage into, like, paying your bills. But ultimately, you know, advertising, switching platforms, whatever you're doing, is what's going to make or break you as a content creator, whatever you are packaged as a product.
Yeah.
So those are my complete thoughts on all that.
That was beautifully said.
I feel like it was a fucking shithole mess, but thanks.
Well, you got it out there, though.
I got it out. Oh, I mean, like, yeah. That's just me being hard on myself because of my academic background, which is something that I try to work through every day. Chat, if you want to know something that old Grandpa Broman's working on. You know, I was in college and master's degree, right? And every thought had to be meticulously analyzed and every word underscored perfectly, right? Sometimes, and this is something I had to overcome to get used to streaming, I have had to break that habit and just put words out there and try and cobble together a thought without having the perfect stuff, because too many times I would let things that need to be said go unsaid because I felt like I couldn't say them perfectly.
Well,
yeah, there you go. Self-awareness.
Yep.
Yeah. So I would like, since this is a follow-up for you, I would like for you to let everybody know how the past 4 months has been going for you, since that's when we talked.
Okay.
And if you have it, do you remember which episode you were on?
It was 22 or 23. Okay. I don't remember exactly.
Go back to episode 22 or 23. Listen to the listen to me and Power GPU talking for the first time. Get some context for this conversation and then come back and listen to this. Okay,
I'm trying to remember if it was 22 or 23. It's back there. I know it's in the early 20s. So since we last talked, when we last talked, I was getting into a lot of different things, and that's when I told you that I was getting overwhelmed, and I was getting to that same place where I was when I first started. And that's the reason why I quit streaming. That's the reason why I quit a lot of stuff for a whole year. But when I came back, you gave me a lot of good tips. A lot of good stuff, kind of slow down, you know, do a schedule is what you told me.
Yeah. Content schedule. That was, yeah.
I mean, I had a schedule, but the schedule was, you know, a lot of people think that they already have a schedule down, but a lot of times, you know, let's say you say you get a stream from, you know, 8 to 2 in the morning. That schedule is not always going to be there. Sometimes you go past and you stream till 5 or 6 in the morning or something, you know, crazy, especially if you have a family. Like I have 2 kids and a wife and stuff like that. And my schedule has to be on point every time, so I spent enough time with the kids, enough time with the wife and stuff like that. So but yeah, sat down, did a schedule, did all that, you know, put everything in line. And this is the thing that I realized after I talked to you, is that being a content creator doesn't always mean you have to be a streamer. Being a content creator could be anything. It could be you doing graphic design. It could be you doing, you know, building computers. It can be you running a website. It can be you running YouTube. It could be a bunch of different things.
Yes.
And that's one thing that I finally realized and I've learned. So right now, Twitch for me is actually at the end of my list.
Beautiful.
At the moment. Even
fucking
though,
tell him. Oh, I love this.
Even though I still stream 5 or 7 times a week, it's still in the back. It's not my priority. It's there because I have a community surrounding it and I don't want to leave them. I play games with them. I have fun with them. But yeah, that is a lot of people need to get that out of their head, is that it's not, you have to be a streamer to be a content creator to be successful.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I finally realized that.
Take him to church, Power GPU. I'm fucking loving this.
So I realized that. And that's what you made me realize as well, because, you know, when we talked about the whole PC building and stuff like that, at the same time, we were doing the whole Stormshield 1 thing, which I didn't talk to you about on the website because, or on
Stormshield
the podcast.
Stormshield 1
because,
is a Fortnite website, guys.
I didn't talk to you about it at the podcast because it was something kind of like I was getting into with, you know, with mod and, you know, kind of getting the kinks out and kind of working at it. And I was doing a lot of different things at the same time right at the moment. So, I took the schedule out. I saw some growth with the website stuff. I saw the growth with the tech support that I was doing with the PC building and all that stuff. And like I said, that's when I realized streaming, put it behind us. Let's still do it, but not as much as we're concentrating on the other stuff. So ever since then, everything has been beautiful. My wife is happy. My family's great.
I love that.
We've been growing tremendously in a lot of different areas besides Twitch. It's just been great. I mean, it's just been going really well. And like I told you on a DM, that I'm literally now only working 2 days a week at my job, and everything else is content creation. And that's what it's come down to now.
Power GPU is somebody who's taken full advantage of the fact that you could message me as much as you fucking want, chat.
Definitely.
Podcast family.
that's why when you said that, I was like, I could really just stand behind what he's saying. He really does answer his DMs. He really does pay attention. He really does look at what you're doing, even though you don't think he is. Broman's there watching. Trust me.
I mean, I can't give good advice without context, you know?
That's the thing. Yeah, definitely.
So I want to take a minute and talk about, so your website's called Stormshield 1. Right? So
Stormshield.1.
Yeah. Stormshield.1. Okay.
Yeah.
Obviously, as Fortnite has become basically a fucking phenomenon, overnight. I'm sure it's going to outpeak Minecraft in total users soon.
Most likely, yeah.
If it hasn't already. Which is incredible, but this is, and I don't know what you can and can't talk about, but I want you to share how much time investment you had to put into kind of designing that website, what it does, and how it's grown. Because I think that one of the things I talk about on here a lot is using Twitch as a scaffolding to create other work. And so would I be remiss to say that your knowledge of the Fortnite space on Twitch helped you design this great website that is now just blowing the shit up?
Well, so the way it works is, so, you know, Mod, which he is the official creator of the website.
Yes.
He is a programmer. He did all this, and me and him, we've known each other for 2 years. You know, he was one of my mods in my stream from 2 years ago. When we played Overwatch together, he would play with my wife and myself. And then he started up the website. I took a look at it. He told me, because I was playing a lot of Fortnite at the time. And he came into the stream and was like, hey, take a look at this. You know, this is what I've been working on. And I looked at it. And the minute I looked at it, I told him, I was like, dude, we could really make this something. You know, my business side took over.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah, because you're a smart guy. Yeah.
So pretty much what happened was, he is the one that's creating it. But at the same time, I went around networking for the channel for him. So that's why he made me the community manager for it. So I literally went out. And I wanted feedback from other streamers, from other content creators, what we could improve on. That's how I met TSM Myth in December, when he just like officially started blowing up. And we talked a little bit. He looked at the website and he's like, listen, we could implement this. You could do this. You could do that. And, you know, I got his input. Then I got a few other streamers' inputs, you know, and from there on, it just kept going. And I kept rallying everything back to Mod. And Mod would implement those things. And we're working on something else that's supposed to be coming out next week, which it's going to be really good for a lot of content creators to grow on the website. But it just kind of went into a whole matter of me networking for the channel, or me networking for the website, and getting feedback from everyone that uses it. Not just content creators, but everyone. So that's how we have the Discord, where everyone's just dropping feedback.
Yeah.
So essentially, it's literally all the feedback that we've gotten, and we've been trying to do the same thing like Epic's been doing with Fortnite, is just listen to the community. You know, what they ask for and what they want. Of course, we can't do everything what they want, but we look at it. If we think it's a smart move, we implement it, and that's pretty much it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it was just a matter of hour-wise. Yes, I can tell you, there's days where, you know, I probably have to do some laundry, but I tell my wife, hey, listen, I'm going to network for the website for the next, you know, 8 hours or whatever. And, you know, she's cool with it. And you know, I do that and try to get more feedback for Mod and try to help him grow as well. So that's the whole thing of pretty
teamwork.
Much teamwork. Yeah.
Teamwork,
it's
man.
A lot of work.
And I mean, that you just said everything in that sentence so right. And I just want to highlight that. So he said, I know I need to network for 8 hours. I talked to my significant other and said, this is what I need to do. And and I'm doing it because I know it needs to be done for the growth of whatever I'm working on. Like, thank you. That's everything, guys and gals. Like, that's everything. Like, that's it. Like, that's it. Like, that's everything.
Just has to get done. I mean,
yes, you know, and if you can't get your laundry done and you have to live in squalor for a little bit, that's cool. Like, that's so cool. So do you want to share? And I'm trying to ask this in a way. Do you want to share the percent or the times growth that you guys have seen on your website since you got involved to now?
I could tell you this. The very first month we started, which was in September, the beauty of this is that Mod is a huge PvE save the world guy for Fortnite.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm a huge PvP for Battle Royale for Fortnite, so it balances each other out. So he plays the PvE side, so he's always talking to the PvE guys, and I'm always talking to the PvP guys, so it helps out really well. But the first month when we first launched the website, we had 130,000 visits the first month. Which we saw that and we were just like, it's very interesting. That's really good growth. Well, from, I could tell you this, till now, we're upwards in the millions
right
now, per month, which you know this, you know the numbers.
I know the numbers.
Yeah. So right now per month, we're upwards in the millions. And in the past month, we've gained over 74% new visitors.
It's fucking just sick,
so
dude. Far.
So it's been
crazy. Have you all been doing any sort of advertising for this? Like, are you advertising on Facebook? Are you using Google AdWords? Or did you just get lucky and you're the top of the funnel if somebody Googles, like, Fortnite PvP stats?
Honestly, it had to do a lot with streamers. Dakotas is one that uses it a lot, and he talks about it all the time, and he liked the fact that we were always listened, I guess you can say. But no, it wasn't. No. We don't really, nothing, it just kind of clicked.
So you're you're using influencer marketing, but it's not paid.
Correct.
Yeah,
correct.
That's basically what you're doing, right? Like, do. That's what we do for King's Coast. We own the fucking company, and we're also the influence marketers. Like, that's how that works. Yeah, that's really fucking cool. I wanted to highlight that project for you because I know that you do a lot of stuff outside of Twitch, but you're using the unbelievably rich amount of data present from the live user experience that people have on Twitch to create something else that informs by the way, you are top of funnel if someone Googles Fortnite PvP stats, by the way.
I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, you are top of funnel. So you're the number one result that is not paid, which is usually the one people click on, by the way, at least for me.
I gotcha.
So I just wanted to highlight that for everybody who's out there listening. Maybe you listen to this podcast and you're not a streamer, but you're involved in the Twitch community. You're involved in the broadcasting community, the gaming community. There are literally any sort of aspect of streaming you can take from that and you can build off of it. Whether it's building out a podcast, whether it's creating a website, whether it's creating product, using your knowledge of the space to make a product and then work with the broadcasters that you've built relationships with to get advertising and support, you know, because you've been kind to them over time. There are so many different methods of attack that you can take using Twitch and you know, game streaming, which is still a very new like, it hasn't reached market acceptance yet. Like, people don't make people make shitty jokes about, you know, oh, you play video games for a living, blah, blah, blah. But until your grandma starts hating Twitch streamers, you haven't really reached full market. Okay. Because, like, my grandma fucking hates Instagram models. She doesn't know who the fuck Ninja is. You understand what I'm saying? So there's still a lot of growth to be had inside of the gaming space. there's a lot of growth to be had in the streaming space, both as a broadcaster and as someone who's interested in growing a product. You know, if you are starting a business right now and you have a relationship with 100 streamers that have a following, that's a smart move to get your shit moving. So you know, hats off to Power GPU and everything that you're doing. I appreciate you coming back on. I appreciate you coming back on and sharing with everybody kind of the progress that you've done and highlighting what you've got going on. Do you got any projects you're working on right now or you want to that you want to shout out? Have at it.
Not at the moment, but there is one more thing I'd like to say.
Okay.
So pretty much throughout all that time process of me helping mod and us growing this website and doing all the other stuff that I've been doing, don't worry about anybody else's success. You grind on your own. Don't worry about anybody else. You do your own thing.
Yes.
Just keep it going. I get that a lot where people always say, you think so-and-so deserves this many viewers? You think so? It doesn't matter.
Poison.
Just leave it alone.
Poison.
Do your own thing. Grind it out and you'll get there. It's that
absolutely
simple.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. That's so
and it's a lot of hard work. People don't realize it's a lot of hard work, but and if you fail, failures is it the whole key to success. It's
your failure.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit?
Yeah, listen, I always tell that to be. I get that question all the time.
So listen, I'll show a real practical example. Like literally the day before the thing went down with Ninja and Drake, I was talking on stream and I tweeted, you know, Twitch has a massive attention and vulnerability problem right now. Like people are starting to move away, and then the thing happens with Ninja and Drake, and it was like, what do you think about now, motherfucker? What do you think about? Ha! Eat shit. And I said, yeah, things literally changed overnight. Twitch got a fuck ton of attention on what they do and the culture of gaming, but they still have to leverage it into long-term platform growth. That's the thing, is that you have to continuously leverage the attention into growth. And if there's a breakdown in that engine, whether it's creators start leaving your platform, people decide they like watching shit elsewhere, they're sick of your bullshit breaking, whatever it is, you know, you can have, and this ties everything off we've talked about today with a nice little bow, you can have all the intention in the world, but if your product sucks, your product sucks. Yeah. And it's just going to be it's just going to be it'll be an accelerant on a fire to finish burning out whatever it is, or to show everyone in the world that it's awesome. So yeah, like you can't be afraid to put your opinion, your thoughts, your feelings, whatever it is you're making out there. And if somebody doesn't like it, or if shit changes overnight, having the humility to just say, you know what, things changed and now my opinion did too. It seems like a no-brainer, but most people in the world will not do that. They will die on a hill. That they shouldn't even be on in the first place. I don't think so and so deserves their success. Cool. Have fun up there by yourself.
Yep.
Because that gets you nowhere. Congratulations on your grandstanding.
I've seen that a lot.
Yeah, me too.
it's been
both
it's been
directed bad. At me in the positive and negative ways. Yeah, absolutely. You just have to be patient. Focus on your own shit. Focus on your own shit, and everything else is noise. Like,
I mean, just think about all the energy and stuff you spent on thinking about the other person.
Mm-hmm.
You could have spent that while wasted
time. You could
have done something else. It's a waste of time. Yeah.
Wasted time. Absolutely. Well, thank you, Power GPU.
No problem, brother.
Yeah, give everybody that shout out, because they're thirsty to find something of yours they can support, I'm sure.
Shout out. I mean, it's the easiest thing you could find. It's just Power GPU everywhere.
All right, Power GPU. Anywhere in the entire fucking planet, and you'll find him.
That's it. It's that simple. Just one. That's it.
That's it.
Twitter,
all right,
Twitch, YouTube, all that stuff.
Go to Google and type in Power GPU and follow everything you can. Thank you so much, my guy.
Not a problem, brother. Anytime, man.
I appreciate it. That is going to wrap up an absolutely incredible episode of Ask Broman. We had really, really good talks. We got to revisit some subjects that we haven't talked about in a while and look towards the future in ways that we hadn't already. And I love following up with people. Thank you so much for listening today. I appreciate each and every one of you that have taken part in this crazy podcast journey with me. If you're new to the podcast, if you liked what you heard, you know, let me know what you thought below, you know, and leave a little comment. If you super loved it, you could hit the subscribe button. That would be dope. I wanted to make you guys aware, because I haven't really been talking about this a lot on the podcast. Tickets are on sale for Guardian Con right now. Guardian Con is a celebration of the gaming community and everything that we do that is good in the world. We're still confirming a lot of guests, but it's a 2-day celebration in Tampa at the Tampa Bay Convention Center, July 13th and 14th. You can go to guardiancon.co to check it out. We're having a lot of cool guests. We're having some of the biggest FIFA personalities, the biggest Fortnite personalities, some of the biggest YouTubers and streamers in the space will be there, including Ninja. So I know that some of you heard that. And again, I'll remind you of the website, because now you're freaking out. It's guardiancon.co. You can check out the website, the list of all of our special guests there. It's going to be a great time. And I would love for you to join with us to celebrate all the good that we do together and raise a crap ton of money for the kids at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Thank you all for listening today, and I will catch you next time. Peace. Hey everyone, it's Broman. I just wanted to take a quick minute and do a little sponsored plug here for the podcast. As you know, we've been using Discord for all of our podcast needs and for the call-ins for the entirety of this show. Discord reached out and they wanted me to sort of bring some points about their platform to you all. So we're doing that. I love people that enable content creators and gamers alike. Discord has created a fantastic platform. You can check it out at discord.gg. I'm discord.gg/broman if you ever want to chat. But the whole point of Discord is to make it incredibly easy for you to create not only a server, but a community around yourself and your friends, a perfect place to play together. And if you're making content like this podcast, it's a great way to have one source audio where you have complete control over everyone who is talking. So if you haven't checked it out, I would appreciate it if you did. They make this podcast possible, and they're incredible people there. Peace.